So this is an even breathing practice. It's about trying to work on getting your inhales and your exhales to be an even length. It can help relax and calm you and can slow down your breathing, slow down your heart rate. So it can be quite a calming practice. We'll first start by just getting a sense of what pace your inhales and exhales are, and then work on the best way to sort of get them to an even pace. With any breathing practice, it's not a deep breath, you're just breathing naturally. So it's only making a small change to the way you're currently breathing. And if someone was sitting next to you, they wouldn't be able to hear you breathing, the sound of your breath wouldn't be audible. So that gives you an idea that it's not a deep or heavy breath. So the first thing to do is just make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes, find a place either lying or sitting down. Relax your belly and just start to notice your breathing. So notice if your belly or your chest is moving. As long as your nose isn't blocked and it's comfortable, breathe through the nose. Your mouth doesn't need to be closed. It can be, but keep your jaw soft. You can breathe through your mouth if you need to. And just start to notice how you're breathing in and how you're breathing out without trying to change it. And then for the next few rounds of your own breathing, just count to yourself silently how long it takes you to breathe in and how long it takes you to breathe out. So just count a few rounds of breathing to see if you can come up with an average number. Next time you breathe out, you can stop that focus and just take a moment to think for yourself what the average number it was that it took you to count to breathe in and the average number it took you to count to breathe out. People generally kind of run between 2 and 5 for both the inhale and exhale, and they can be different. So now we're going to work on getting them to the same length. Pick the smallest number of the two. So for example, if it took you a count of 3 to breathe in on average and a count of 2 to breathe out on average, you'll go with the number 2. What we'll do is for the next couple rounds of breathing, about 30 seconds, we'll work with that smaller number and you'll count that number as you breathe in and that number as you breathe out, with just a slight pause in between the inhale and the exhale. So if your smallest number is 2, you would count 2 as you breathe in and 2 as you breathe out, with very micro pauses in between, and just keep going. If you lose your focus or lose track, then just start over again. So go ahead and give that a try. The next time you breathe out, let go of that focus and let your breathing return to normal. And just think about how that felt. So if you found that that was difficult or a little bit straining, try it again without changing the number and just see how you go. If you found it quite easy, you can start to increase the length a little bit. So you might increase it by just a half, by a count of a half or a count of 1. So if you were counting 2, you might count 2.5 or 3. Just to make it a little bit longer for both the inhale and the exhale. Again, if you found it uncomfortable, then just stick with the number that you started with. This time we'll go for a minute. I'll let you know when that's passed. If you lose track of counting, just start again. And if it doesn't feel comfortable at any time, if you feel lightheaded, dizzy, any tension, just stop and breathe normally. So when you're ready, go ahead using your number to count the same amount in and out. The next time you breathe out, let go of that focus. Let your breath return to normal. And just take a moment to notice how you feel. If you felt any different, if that was easy or hard. And give this practice a try a few times. It takes a little bit to settle into it. Typically, if you can do it for at least 1 to 2 minutes, you can start to notice the difference, but sometimes it might take more like 2 to 5 minutes. And if you can progressively sort of lengthen the breath to more like a count of 3 to 5 for the inhale and the exhale, you'll start to notice more benefits in terms of relaxing, slowing down your breathing, and slowing down your heart rate. So give it a try. Just be careful not to force anything. And check out my website at megansettiyoga.co.nz for other tips, meditation, other breathing practices, and videos as well.